This is Rima. I'm John Peachy, and it's a great privilege to have back in the studio Yvonne Godfrey, and some of you will be familiar with her work. And we're doing a five-part series on based on your new book, which is called Don't Peak at 18. I love the title, and I remember an employer telling my parents when I was that age that he just knows everything. Somehow they recognise that skill in me. I don't know how. I must have been telling them. But I think one of the things that we're going to tackle today is chapter two of the book, which is called How to Communicate Through Adult Speak. Can you explain that?
Yes, communicating to connect, learning adult speak. Well, young people speak a dialect that unfortunately is not understood by a lot of adults.
Yes,
especially older ones, and coincidentally, they are the ones who could be employing them. So adult speak is all about understanding that to connect with another person, you've got to go into their world before asking them to come into yours. So when you're speaking to an adult, how do you do that? When we deal with this on the Miomo program, we have a lot of fun, and one of the things I say is don't start a word until you have finished the previous word. And
you're a grammar Nazi.
Oh, well, just because young people speak and their words merge into
they
merge. Yep. Now they understand each other, and that's a beautiful dialect that they understand, but they've got to be able to communicate with somebody. And if you can't hear somebody speak, if you can't understand what they're saying,
yes,
you will disengage from them.
Yes,
and they could be brilliant, but if you can't understand them,
that's right.
It just goes nowhere.
That's what communication is about. And funny enough, my daughter had a 12-year-old friend staying over, sleeping over last night, and at dinner time she was saying something, and I just had no idea what she was talking about. And she was using language, and just the way she was delivering it.
Well, even the body posture. If you put your head down and your chin down, then your voice is going to project.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't hear that. So we have a lot of fun lifting the chin, speaking outward, and eye contact is a great way to ensure that your chin stays up. And so young people learn this. They learn not to be afraid of communicating with somebody,
yes,
who is to be respected. And when you've got a culture such as PI or Māori, then or Asian as well, they, of course, in their own culture are not encouraged to be that bold and be that direct with an adult. So I say, okay, we're going to get dual dialect going here, where dual culture, where you can speak with your kamarua or your elders in your own culture in a certain way. But if you want to go out into the workforce and now communicate with someone who's going to employ you, then you need to be able to be understood.
And I think that opens a whole can of worms for people too, because in terms of the written tools, you know, computerized emails, that kind of thing, you also have to be literate in that area, don't you? Because
yes,
there is some protocols, and
yes, you do.
And it's almost like, you know, email text is almost like an international language now, because you'll be communicating with potentially with suppliers, with customers, with your bosses.
Absolutely. In fact, we teach how email is the language of business and corporate. Email is not text, so you can't use text speak in an email. You have to understand that when you're speaking through an email, that it's a more formal way of communication. So you need to address people in your email. You start with a hi or dear, depending on how formal that email is.
Yes.
And then even before that is understanding that your subject line in an email must be very clear about what your email's about, so that it doesn't get lost in the 60 emails in somebody's inbox, but it's very clear, it's very concise. Start off with hi, dear, whatever it is, and then express yourself with good English.
Well, it is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really is. I mean, you know, sometimes we play this game of trying to interpret the personalised plate on the car in front of us. But boy, it's something
that's
like
that. I love that game.
Well, I know, but sometimes it's like that with young people and the way that they do text speakers. I have no idea what you were saying. I'm not in with this particular language. And of course, an employer, a customer, or, you know, whoever, just won't give you the grace.
They won't. And just some little tips: understanding that if you put your conversation into clearly delineated paragraphs, so that when you change your subject that you're speaking about, that you make a new paragraph, Yes. And make it easy for people. The whole aim of conversation, of communication, is that what's on your mind has got to get into their mind. And it's got to be done as easily and simply as possible. The yes. art of menescence, for example, which is the art of making complex issues simple, applies when you're speaking, when they're CVs. Most CVs are just long and laborious, and every sentence starts with I.
Yeah.
And to teach young people how to make their CVs crisp, interesting, well laid out, plenty of white space, a big enough font, for example, that can be read easily, no smaller than 11.
For we old people
with
glasses.
For you old people. No smaller than 11, but no bigger than 12. So somewhere around 11, 12.
Yep.
That CV need is, you've got 7 to 10 seconds maximum for someone to look at that CV.
And be impacted, that's right.
And be impacted. Yep. Will I continue to, will I, reading the cover letter, there's mistakes in the cover letter. Oh, flick. They don't even look at your CV.
No. Some advice I was given by a great leader in the States, who I think he's a great leader that I follow, said when he interviews people, he asks them, you know, okay, here are your academic qualifications, but what have you done?
That's right.
So is it important to write down, well, I worked for McDonald's for two seasons, mm-hmm. or I took the debating team to China, or, I mean, those kind
it's
of things.
It's very important. Even babysitting, volunteer work, anything. Remember, we're looking to develop young people who are competitive with good character. Mm. And so both of those things need to come through in every form of communication. Understanding you as a person is as equally, if not more important, especially at the young age, than what you've done. Because at 18, what have you done? Not a lot, except maybe showing us that you can perform academically, which is good from the point of view of being able to study. But some people fly through school on great academics and don't do well at university because they've not developed the ability to push through, to problem solve, as we spoke about the first time. All of those things are vital, and you've got to be able to communicate the real you to another person if you're wanting to impress them for a job interview or to be trusted or to be taken into a relationship that might have some tremendous opportunities attached to it.
Yes.
So that adult speak, the ability to speak well and clearly, to communicate in a CV that where they don't get to see you, they only get to see how you express yourself in the written form. And then to understand how to email and how different that is from texting. You know, with my young people with emailing, just going back to that, I really encourage them to have an email signature, which is their name and their phone number. Mm-hmm. Do you know, John, the number of emails that I receive from adults that have no phone number
no
on them?
No contact detail.
Well, you know, how many times do you receive an email and you think, oh, I'll just pick up the phone and continue this conversation because it's too, you might want something clarified and you don't want to have to write an email in a big wordy email. So I'll just pick up the phone and chat. No phone number.
No, that's right.
And so even doing that small thing by putting their phone number on the bottom and having it gapped between the 021 or whatever it is and then the phone number. Yeah. Simple little things make it easy, easy to communicate.
Look, smart advice. The book by Yvonne Godfrey is called Don't Peak at 18, How to Succeed in the Real World Beyond School. And without putting too fine a point on it, I think this should be issued to all year 12 and 13 students. Hey, lovely to have you in the studio. And we're going to have you back to do part three of the series we're doing, a five-part series, really vital on how to train your young adult to get ready for the next phase of life. Nice to see you.
Thank you, John.